नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 19 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड बेग्स चैरिटी फ्रॉम बली महाराज टेक्स्ट 14 14 पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद् विद्वान् द्विज वत्सलः स्वं आयुर् द्विज लिंगेभ्यो देवेभ्यो अदात् स याचितः पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः समायुर्द्विजलिंगेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दात्याचितः पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः समायुर्द्विजलिंगेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दात्याचितः पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः समायुर्द्विजलिंगेभ्यो देवेभ्यो दात्याचितः। प्लीज रिसाइट। पिता प्रहराद पुत्रस्ते तद्विद्वान् द्विजवत्सलः लिंगेभ्यो पुत्रस्ते वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स। पिता फादर प्रहराद पुत्र द सन ऑफ महाराज प्रहलाद ते युअर तत् विद्वान् ऑल दो इट वॉज नोन टू हिम द्विजवत्सल स्टिल बिकॉज ऑफ हिज एफिनिटी for Brahmanas, from his own, ayuhu, duration of life, dvija lingebhyah, who were dressed like Brahmanas, devebhyah, under the demigods, adat, delivered, saha, he, yajitah, beings requested. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Your father, Virochan, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas. Although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas, at their request he delivered to them the duration of his life. Please repeat responsibly. Your father Virochan, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas. Although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas, at their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. Purport. Maharaj Virochan, Bali's father, was so pleased with the Brahmana community that even though he knew that those approaching him for charity were the demigods in the dress of Brahmanas, he nonetheless agreed to give it. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Homa Gyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarine Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostve Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanasute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Kvaham Daridra Papiyam Kva Krishna Shri Niketana Brahma Bandhuriti Swaham Bahubhyam Parirambhidaha Mukam karoti vachalam Angum langhayate girim Yakripatamaham bande Shri Guru Dinatharanam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Isharam Hare Krishna. So I feel very humbled to sit in front of so many devotees. And I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that we can discuss something for glorification of the Lord, glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I may actually purify my heart rather than contaminate it more and more. I especially seek the blessings of senior Vaishnavas, so many Vaishnavas present here, senior Vaishnavas, to please kindly bless me so that I can speak something meaningful for my purification and for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas. So, yesterday, when I came to know that you have to serve by speaking on this shloka, so I saw the purport and one devotee was discussing with me. He said, Prabhuji, oh, you know, what class you will give on this? There is no purport. I said, no, really? So I opened up and then saw, I said, hey, 3-4 lines purport is there. This is sufficient. You know, if Prabhupada considered it important to speak about this, then we can surely speak a few minutes about it. Another thing he told the Prabhuji, you know, say text 17 has a purport more related to Brahmachari than so maybe that you can choose. I said, no, this has purport, how can we, you know, forego this? So, wonderful shloka and wonderful teachings. So we can see here that Bali Maharaj, you know, appeared in the last chapter. And then he was given all the special items by demigods and parents and all. And then he approaches Bali Maharaj's assembly. And then as soon as he approaches, Bali Maharaj very nicely appreciates, glorifies the Brahmana boy, the dwarf Brahmana boy, very nicely glorifies. Beautiful glorification Bali Maharaj offers. And then in this chapter, if you see, the first 17 shlokas, so Lord Vamandev praises Bali Maharaj. And actually 16th and the 17th shloka is not directly fully the praise. Actually in these two shlokas, Lord is asking, ki mujhe teen pag bhumi de do. First 15 shlokas, Lord is fully glorifying. Then 16th shloka, he petitions that give this. And then he says, you know, you will not say no, I know. So Lord is expert, you know, fund collector, beggar, he knows how to get the best fund. He got the whole world in one shot. Then next, shloka number 18 to 20, you know, speaks three shlokas. Bali Maharaj says that you appear to be very childish, that you are coming to such a big man and asking for a few grains of rice, or 5 rupees you are asking. You can ask, you know, I can give you island only for your enjoyment. And then next 7 shlokas in this chapter, Vamandev speaks very brilliant 7 shlokas about being satisfied in life with whatever you get. So this is such an important principle. Time and again this principle of satisfaction is being spoken by Lord Krishna in Gita 17th chapter. Santushto yena kenava, and comes. Then Krishna asks the Brahmana who comes with the, you know, letter of Rukmini, are you satisfied with whatever you are getting in life? And then here Vamandev again, 7 shlokas he speaks about being satisfied. Very important section, that 7 shlokas. And then the last 16 shlokas, Shukracharya speaks a lot, you know, gives his wonderful advice to Bali Maharaj, kya kar rahe ho? You know, you are giving, sab kuch de doge to mera kya hoga? Mera, you know, hafta kaise chalega? So basically, Shukracharya speaks so much. And that ends the chapter. Like these 4 sections are there in the chapter. So in this first section which we are still discussing, last few days, today is the shloka, this is the second last shloka which Bali Maharaj is offering in glorification. And then here Bali Maharaj reminds him of his, give a practical example of his ancestral heritage, that what great heritage you are carrying. That your father, Virochan, Maharaj Virochan, you know, though he knew that you look demigods and they are not, you know, Brahmanas, still he says, okay, take. And Bhagavatam is filled with examples of giving away. So this purport can be discussed from many angles, although short purport. One angle can be that like father, like son, because Virochan, Maharaj Virochan is like that, and his father, Maharaj Prahlad, was like that, and then his son, and then his son, and then Subarnashrama angle also we can discuss this.
But here it appears that Srila Prabhupada wishes to discuss it more from the angle of giving away or giving charity and being satisfied in whatever you have and giving away. So satisfaction is another thing which you can also speak in this, but I thought that it felt that, you know, maybe we can speak about giving away. So Bhagavatam is filled with such examples of devotees who have given away something for the pleasure of the Lord or for the pleasure of people, pleasure of Vaishnavas. So one wonderful example we have is Dadichi Muni, you know, he gave away his life only. So then God came and said, you know, you die. Right? So you want charity, why are you asking me to die? If you die, then we will get this bones, right? So similarly, the Lord is manifesting. Shri Radharas Bihari, Shri Shri Gondataya, Shri Shri Tanav Shanuman, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Shri Giraj Govardhan ki jai, Sarvashila ki jai, Acharyagan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So there are, so while I was discussing with this devotee yesterday, so this devotee was telling Prabhuji, you know, this shloka is about giving charity, you know, more related to grihasthas maybe. And text 17 is more related to brahmacharis, you know, because but I felt that there is so many things which are in brahmacharis, in the family, large part of devotees are, you know, full-time devotees, can also give so many things away. So, first of all, we can, you know, give away things for others' satisfaction, for others' use, for others' pleasure. And we may have many things at our disposal, right? You know, we may have, you know, our assets or, you know, Mahaprasadam, Prasadam plate. We may have many things which we can give. So I remember when I was joining full time, so just few days before my joining full time, I had purchased a new laptop, a very expensive laptop. So then when I was joining, so I met Praneshwar Prabhu. So I told Praneshwar Prabhu, Prabhuji, to cut the long story short, I said, Prabhuji, you know, my laptop is there and in the ashram, if devotees want to use this laptop. So then Prabhuji said, no, nobody will use your laptop, don't worry. I said, no, Prabhuji, you're in the ashram. Oh, no, you tell my name if anybody says, you know, nobody will use. Why? You use your laptop only. Sometimes we are so miserly. This is the understanding with what I joined, you know. That is my laptop, nobody should have an expensive laptop and a very high-fi laptop. So nobody should use this laptop. So we can share our things, you know. Sometimes we may have Mahaprasadam. You know, we get from altar or from some devotee, we got some nice Mahaprasadam, you know, Malpua or some very rare special item. So as soon as we get it, put it in the pocket, you know. As if nothing has happened. But then, you know, we can happily share it with the devotees. I remember once, many years ago, I like prasadam, I eat a lot. So once, many years ago, we had prasadam on the terrace of ashram. And that day somebody told that, you know, today feast is there, and in those days, in feast, many times we used to make parathas. So, paratha, you know. So being from North India, I, you know, like parathas very much. And so after the Bhagavatam class, I was like, you know, in ecstasy. Not because of the class, but because of this thought that I am up with parathas. So I was rushing off to the ashram and then reaching fifth floor, you know. Quickly, you know, grabbing my plate and glass and, you know, rushing off to the terrace. And I saw Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, you know, very slowly coming. I said, Prabhuji, chandra chandri jalo. So what happened? I said, Prabhuji, please stay today. She stays there. I said, oh, I said, Prabhuji, especially parathas are there. You heard so? So khatam ho jayega na, chandri jalo. Please come fast. So he said, so he saw my, you know, craze or lust for paratha. He didn't say much, but very politely, very softly he said to me. He didn't say, he said to himself, but I could hear. Behind my back, he was just behind me and said, "Achha hi hai na, Vaishnav le lenge." So this much only he spoke and I, you know, sara taste laga paratha. Because I could see my ignorance that how much I am, you know, crazy for paratha, then I should get it, you know, they'll get it or not, but I should get it. Recently, you know, Brajhari Prabhu, His Grace Brajhari Prabhu, had invited one senior brahmachari from other temple to teach brahmacharis cooking. So I also thought, you know, let us, you know, learn. So I also, around 15-20 brahmacharis were there from our ashram to learn in the kitchen, our brahmachari kitchen. So then he showed, you know, how to make sabji nicely, and he showed, you know, the difference between steel kadhai and lokhand kadhai, and very details he showed. And then, you know, we saw that sabji has come out so good, and you know, whole ashram, this news spread that, you know, today sabji has come out quite good. So let us, you know, so then 4 o'clock onwards, he was going to teach yoga, this brahmachari. And then 5 o'clock onwards, you know, we were expected that you can take prasadam. So I said, chodo, yoga ko chodo. Sabji itna sabana, sir, chalo prasadam lene. So normally I go at 5:30 for prasadam, but that day I went for 4:15 only, I went for prasadam. And you know, what I did, I took so much sabji in my plate that 4 people can take their sabji. Because, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, sabji will be very tasty, so, you know, I should not get less, you know, make sure that, surely more than, you know, what I need, so that I can, you know, pet bharke. So actually the sabji became so much that I removed 30% of sabji in my glass, kept it on the side. If needed, I will take more. So then I started eating sabji, and I started eating prasadam. Then I saw that sabji actually, even after reducing 30% sabji, so much that, you know, I can only take 50% of this maximum. Other half is too much, and now I have taken, I cannot throw also. And then somehow, because people were there like me, so 4:40 PM only sabji finished, and brahmacharis were coming and they were very angry, what is this happening? So this glass of sabji was there when one brahmachari came, Shantikishore Rao came. So then he didn't get sabji, you know, he was also a little unhappy. I said, Prabhuji, take this sabji. He said, no, Prabhuji, aapko lagega. I said, no problem, so what, you know, we should give. So you take this sabji. He said, no, Prabhuji, you will need this sabji. No, you take, no problem, you know, one day I can eat a little less, what is the problem? You take this sabji. So he became very happy that, see, Prabhuji is so nice. So then he took the sabji, and the other sabji, I was, you know, struggling to finish this sabji somehow. So these examples, you know, which I could see that after years and years of struggle, I am still struggling to, you know, give away things or, you know, prasadam items to devotees, right? So this is first thing, you know, we can give away things. Before I go to the next point, I remember 2011, I think we had GBC meetings here, and that year I got this seva to, you know, send vehicles for bringing our GBC devotees from airport and all that. So I got that office above the LM office, life member office, to permit that. Now it is CSR office. So they said, you know, that office you open and use that office. So I said, okay. So I went and got the key, and somehow I opened that. So I found, so when I was using this office, one big cupboard was there, something. So I was thinking, yeah, you know, to keep Lakshmi, because we had to keep some Lakshmi also, because airport aane jaane ke liye, other things. So I thought maybe, you know, some of the drawer I can see if it is empty, then I can keep Lakshmi and lock it, and, you know. So when I opened this cupboard, this small cupboard was there, and I opened one after another, and I saw that it is filled with so many things. And then one of the drawers I found this visiting card dabba, you know, holder dabba, visiting card, full pack. So I opened that and saw that the card writes Sanjay Das. And who is Sanjay Das? Oh, then I remembered, this is Sanjay Das, means this Prabhuji who just recently left his body. So those who are old devotees, they know Sanjay Prabhu was there, elderly, suffering devotee, and he left his body. So just few weeks after that, this whole event was there. So I opened and saw Sanjay Prabhu's card, and this means all this is Sanjay Prabhu belonging. So seeing that, and for a few moments, I just kept thinking to myself that one day I will also die like this, and all my things will remain like this. I will not even get time to wind up my things, to, you know, put in the pocket to carry these things to next life, and to distribute unusable things. I will not even get time, you know. Suddenly I will die like this one day. Somebody will open my locker and, you know, break the locker and distribute Bhagavatam or other books, clothes, throw away, and locker is finished and new devotee comes and takes over. So what I can, you know, what things I can carry with me. So that Sanjay Prabhu said locker gave me so much strong feeling about this thing. So this is one thing. Another can be money, that devotees who are into householder ashram. So they can give money. So there is a beautiful shloka, just, you know, next chapter, 6th shloka only, Bali Maharaj says, wonderful, this teaching he says. He says to, you know, Shukracharya, my lord, you can also see that all the material opulences of this world are certainly separated from the possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahmana Vamandeva is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? So that wealth which you are sure shot going to lose at death, and it is going to become no more than papers, right? Recently note bandi hua tha, no papers are all 1,000 rupees, 500 rupees note papers are in Ganga, floating. So Bali Maharaj is telling such a wonderful, 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 glorious instruction that this wealth, which is going to be lost at time of death and not going to bring any good for me in next life. But if this wealth, which is not going to bring any good for me in the next life, if in this life I give his donation to Krishna or this Brahmana, then this wealth will bring surely good in next life. Either, you know, mundane piety or, you know, Krishna conscious piety. Right? So what a wonderful logic. That a thing which is anyways useless, so let me better give it away. Not only it brings me good name and fame and good life and health in this life, but next life also sure shot I am getting the benefit, right? Wonderful. So money is another thing which we can give still. Another which very, very important thing can be time. You know, we can give our time. So we can give time in the way that, so we can study shastras. So then we may be thinking that, you know, if I study shastras, how do I give away to anyone anything? So when we study shastras nicely, say Prabhupada's books are so much, you know, if you put in print all the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, conversations, everything, so it comes to around 140 books. So even if we finish one book a month, it will take almost 15 years, you know, considering festivals also in between, to finish reading only Prabhupada what he has given. And being in the society of Prabhupada or Srila Prabhupada, logically, being in someone's institution, it, you know, becomes a responsibility that we should know the founder's, you know, mood and mission about this mission in which you are living. Srila Prabhupada has given so much shastra, so much teachings he has given. So we can study shastras and then do what Haridwar Maharaj had come, he was teaching, you know, brahmacharis, how we should make nice notes. And then we should preach by making nice notes from shastra, study it nicely. And that is the tapasya of preachers or full-time devotees, that they study shastras nicely, ruminate on that again and again, discuss it with several devotees and make it very relevant, juicy, practically relishable in the modern context and present it to society. That is why society gives us money to have nice prasadam in ashram, nice cotton clothes, nice wonderful buildings, air well ventilated, nice spacious wonderful house. Who has a four acre big house in Bombay? I think even governor's bungalow may not be 4 acres wide. So we are living such a big bungalow. So why people are giving so much facilities to us? Because they want us to sit down and study shastras and prepare nice, you know, classes and give to the people. And this is where we may run away from our responsibility of preaching, means giving time. Another way we can give time away is by lending an ear. Some devotee, you know, wants to share something. So when I had just joined, even now also I'm just a new joinee only. So then in those years, I would feel very difficult if somebody, you know, come to talk to me. Oh, isn't it time? He'll take my time now. But then, gradually, by Krishna's mercy, I could see that I save my time there. But then what I do? With those who flatter me or who adore me, I do prajalpa. Or I waste my time, squander my time like this. So then gradually I understood that I am a Shudra who cannot use his time properly. That's like once Shyam Gopeshwar was telling in one of the seminars he gave in IYF 2015. He was giving example that Apple company, they have 12 lakh crore rupees, right? Extra, which they don't know what to do with this money. Right, Proji? He said, why? Because they are Shudras. They don't know how to use money. they have 12 lakh crore rupees which they don't know what to do. Jurat nahi hai, extra side mein extra rakha hai, company to chal raha hai. So similarly, they say Shudras don't know how to use money, Shudras don't know how to use time. So when I realize that I am a Shudra, better if constantly some devotee or the other takes away my time, rather than me keeping my time at my disposal. I don't have that much, you know, absorption in Krishna to use my time properly. I will use it foolishly only. Better somebody else takes away and then it becomes service. Just like Bali Maharaj, you know, says, better somebody takes this wealth away and it becomes service. So this time which I am anyway is going to misuse it, better somebody else takes it away and it becomes service. So we can give time. Many more, you know, categories can be there in time, but we want to be with the time. So we'll go to the next thing. So next thing can be, you know, dealings. We can give good dealings to others, right? So recently I was reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita and I found this amazing purport of Srila Prabhupada in this line, which thrilled me in ecstasy, happiness. Srila Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, shloka number 54, Siddha Pragya Saka Abhasha, that shloka. Prabhupada writes in the purport that what is a devotee? How to identify a devotee? Very practical, Prabhupada writes. As a rich man has his symptoms by which he is known as a rich man. As a diseased man has his symptoms by which he is known as a diseased man. Another example Prabhupada gives in one line only. As a learned man has his symptoms also. So a man in transcendental consciousness of Krishna also has specific symptoms in various dealings. Full stop. Prabhupada writes. So this is how to identify, and we all know, Srila Prabhupada said that my devotees can be identified by this way, that they are perfect gentlemen. Right? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the very Bhagavad Gita, not even Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam or TLC or no, the very Bhagavad Gita, the very first book which we are supposed to understand fully, Prabhupada writes very clearly, unambiguous. We can give good dealings to other devotees. Right? So recently there was, I think, disappearance of His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, one of the heroes of our temple. So we are living in this temple, so we have to know, you know, our heroes, and we have to understand what they want. And so I thought that, so His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, he sent a 15 page long document on the glories of Sridhar Maharaj. So although I am very confused in giving time, but then I thought, let us read, because these in logon ka dekh ke kha rahe hain. So let us at least read about him few minutes. So then I read that document and I found this wonderful teaching of Sridhar Maharaj, which he spoke in 2001 in Carpinteria, USA, 2001 September. So His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, in this he has, you know, transcription of that statement he has written in that. So I took it, I want to read it. Please hear attentively, it is thrillingly great from our Sridhar Maharaj. He says, this is just few months, you know, almost 2.5 years before he left his body. For me, in my stage of life, if I have learned even one little lesson, it is Das Dasanu Dasaha. Cultivate service to the Vaishnavas and you will get everything. We need a family in which we can love and trust each other and not fear. We need a family in which we love and trust each other and not fear. We have to preach to so many materialistic people. Their very aura is permeated with lust and greed and anger. And there is a possibility of getting infected. But if we can come back to a community of friends, of brothers and sisters, where we love each other and care. I am not talking of superficially saying something, but where we really care deep down inside that this person is suffering and needs care, and we give care, even materially. If we do this, we will be protected. Prabhupada cried when he saw people suffering materially in the material world. So what to speak of exalted Vaishnava devotees? We should care for them and love them. This is our family. This is word to word, I read as it is. So dealings, you know, careful or caring dealings we can give to devotees, right? Sometimes, you know, we are in different mood, or we are angry, we are upset, or we are in a hurry to eat prasadam, as myself. So different situations we may be in, and if that situation somebody touches, then we may give a very strong dealing, you know. We may not be able to give very soft dealing. But Sridhar Maharaj is telling what? That in such circumstances also you control yourself and give a good dealing to others. And that is Vaishnava. Like that. So we can see giving a polite reply can be very helpful to a devotee. So giving good dealings, a very very important thing. And next thing which we can give away is the very source of problem, our independence, our independent mentality, our free will. We can give it to devotees or Krishna. So we can see that Sanatana Goswami, when he came to Chandrasekhar's house and then Mahaprabhu met him, so he had this expensive quilt, blanket. But Mahaprabhu was constantly looking at, eyeing that blanket. And Sanatana Goswami could understand that Mahaprabhu is not very pleased. So then he went out and exchanged with a beggar for a torn quilt. And he gave away this. And then what he got? He got Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mahaprabhu was so pleased, and he said, Mahaprabhu said that, yes, expert doctor, you know, removes all symptoms of disease, does not leave the symptoms. Very nice. Similarly, we can see that Prataprudra Maharaj gave away his pride of being a king, and he was brooming in front of Jagannath on the public road. So this became the final knock, you know, in the determination of Mahaprabhu to not meet Prataprudra Maharaj. So he finally decided, no, I will meet Prataprudra Maharaj now, because he was so pleased to see that he has no pride. He has given away his pride. And as I was telling, you know, giving away our free will or independence for the will of the Lord, we have the wonderful, glorious example of Pandavas. So they gave away everything. So the shloka is a beautiful shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Shloka number 16, where, you know, Lord, out of pleasure that he has, Pandavas have given everything, the Lord is doing what he is doing, this shloka mentions. Sarathya Parshad Sevana Sakhya Dautya Veerasananu Gamanastavana Pranaman Snigdeshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatimcha Vishnor Bhaktim Karoti Nipatish Charanaravinde Bhaktim Karoti Nipatish Charanaravinde Bhaktim Karoti Nipatish Charanaravinde. Very beautiful shloka. Where Krishna, how Krishna serves his devotees, that is mentioned. So why Krishna is serving? So there is one very important word in the shloka, that is Snigdeshu. And Srila Prabhupada writes the word meaning of this word, Snigdeshu. Unto them, Pandavas, unto them who are malleable to the will of the Lord. Unto them who are malleable to the will of the Lord. What did Krishna do? He served them. How? By nine ways. So we have normally heard Navada Bhakti, you know. Navada Bhakti, Navada Shakti, TOVP slogan. So Navada Bhakti we have heard, nine types of devotional service, Prahlada Maharaj speaks. But here, I counted And there are almost 9 things which Krishna does service to his devotees. 9 types of devotional service Krishna does. Sārathya pārśada sevana sakhya dautya virāsana anugamana stavana pranāman. So 9 things Krishna does to Pandavas. Sārathya, acceptance of the post of chariot driver. Pārśada, acceptance of the presidency in the assembly of the Rajasya sacrifice. Sevana, engaging the mind constantly in the service of the Lord. Our Lord did in this context. Sakhya, Dautya, Sakhya we know, Arjuna Sakhya, Dautya, Dut, you know Krishna became Dut, Shanti Dut. Virasana, Virasana, Virasana means night watchman. So Krishna became Chaukidar for his devotees. Anugamana, Anugamana, following in the footsteps of the Pandavas. Stavana, offering of prayers, Pranaman. Offering pranam to Pandavas. These 9 things Krishna is doing to his Pandavas, his devotees, why? Because they are malleable to the will of the Lord. This is not easy, but this is what we can give away. The toughest thing, our will, we can give away for the will of the Lord or devotees. Recently I was reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where this Brahmana, young Brahmana, he served the old Brahmana, and the old Brahmana said that, I give my daughter to you. So Srila Prabhupada writes, amazingly, I had never heard in my life from anyone this. This past time I heard it so many times. Prabhupada writes in the purport, I couldn't get time to bring that. Prabhupada writes that because this young Brahmana served fully, the elderly Brahmana, this obliged the Lord to accept his request to walk away so far away from, Vidyanagar to, somewhere to Vrindavan, Vrindavan, so far away, Lord walked. Prabhupada writes, why Lord has to walk? You are good devotee, it's okay, why Lord has to walk? Because he gave himself, this young Brahmana gave himself fully for the service of the elder Brahmana. Because of this reason, Lord accepted his request to walk. Up till Prabhupada writes in the purport, you can see this. So we can see that when we give away our free will or independence to serve the devotees or the Lord, then Krishna also gives everything away. Right? So I remember a few days ago somebody asked a question to his Gokuleshwar Prabhu, and Gokuleshwar Prabhu said that, if you give everything to Krishna, then Krishna takes care of everything of yours. Prabhuji corrected a devotee, if you give everything. So this is the highest thing, will, free will we can give to Krishna. And then Krishna gives you himself fully. And that is the real wealth of devotees, the real Aishwarya of devotees. So we can see that, what is the Aishwarya of devotees? That, Radharani is coming to make heer for Rupa Goswami, to protect Raghunath Das Goswami from sun. Radharani is coming doing dupatta, on top of his head. And Raghunath Das Goswami in Nitya Leela, he's eating sweet rice and then getting indigestion. Right? So, this is the real wealth of devotees. Not the possessions or different things of this world, but devotees' wealth rests in the heart of other devotees and in the heart of the Lord in the form of affection for us. This is the real wealth which devotees can earn and for which we have come here to earn. And so this wealth Srila Prabhupada wanted to distribute, and that is why he struggled so much to make this temple. All of us, we are aware, and recently 40th anniversary happened, and it was a feast for, devotees. Such a feast to hear and see live those devotees who struggled in those years terribly, and talk to them and their pastimes, that what it took to make this temple and erect this palace of the Lord. Why? Because they were all influenced by Srila Prabhupada's desire to give to the world. There is one Hindi lecture of Srila Prabhupada, if you have heard, you must have heard. Srila Prabhupada says that, okay, if you don't want us to temple, nahi banane dena chahte ho aap, no problem. Hum, hamare 108 mandir nahi honge, 107 to rahi jayenge. In desperation, Prabhupada is saying like this, that, aap itna pareshan kar rahe ho, humko mandir nahi banane de rahe ho yahan pe. So, but Prabhupada envisioned that this temple is so important for preaching Krishna consciousness. And so we understand what Srila Prabhupada wants to give away. And first of all, we accept it in our lives nicely, improve our Krishna consciousness, improve our heart, not that running for Sajji and running for this and that. We can give away things, we can give away time, we can give away dealings, very important. If we give good dealings to our equals or juniors or seniors, then that is what everyone has come for, here for. Like that. And independence, free will, we can give to service of devotees and Krishna. And that will really fill their hearts for love, spiritual love for us, with love, or spiritual love for us. And that will really give us satisfaction, lasting satisfaction. And help us gradually detach ourselves or our belongingness from the outside world. Otherwise, after 5-10 years of bhakti, this phase comes after 8-10-15 years of bhakti where we feel a lack of sense of belongingness. Whom do I belong to? Does any devotees own me? Does Lord own me? When the devotee finds himself lacking a sense of belongingness, nobody, considered that I am his. So then he tries to find sense of belongingness outside in the world. So by giving away these simple things, we can develop a sense of belongingness in this place and make some meaning out of our life by trying to serve Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's wonderful teachings which he gave as a blessing to the world, and distribute these teachings and purify our life, make our life glorious, and everyone else also. I thank you very much for your kind patience and attention. I spoke so much, but I don't follow myself much in my life. I beg all the Vaishnavas their blessings that I can follow in my own life what I spoke just now. Thank you very much. Any questions, if anyone has 1-2 minutes we can, or any comments or any corrections, please feel free. Seniors are sitting. Any corrections anyone has, I can serve. Any questions, any comments, anything. I couldn't get much time to prepare, please forgive me, because yesterday I came to know and yesterday whole day was services. So I could not almost prepare, I prepared few minutes only. So please forgive me, I spoke things and maybe out of picture and out of context, wrong things. Please forgive me for that. If anyone has any questions, correction or comments, we can try to serve. Alright, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari.